What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is great to be with you on this Friday morning, 94 WIP, as we broadcast from Borgata, our home base, every Friday. Wonderful to be here. Wonderful to be with you. And, of course, wonderful to know the Eagles continue to get rave reviews with their practices, which last night happened in front of about 50,000 fans at Lincoln Financial Field. Look, if you were down there, obviously we want to hear from you. Jalen Hurts with big grades. I mean, Elliott gave him an A+. And he's, by all accounts, had a wonderful camp this year. So we'll get into that. We'll get into, of course, the fact you may not know this. Eagles actually play a preseason game in 1 week, exactly 7 days from now. Phils, they start up a new series tonight in Seattle. You know, they could use a win. By the way, even more so now because the Braves won again last night. So now it's down to 6 games, getting kind of close to being close. All right, we got the Olympics. We got Merrill Reese going into the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that and more. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
What's up, Johnny?
The heart of an astronaut shrinks when they're in outer space.
You know, that whole thing is wild and weird and amazing. I mean, the whole outer
It actually shrinks. Like, when they're back, it's smaller.
Wow.
It sort of atrophies because of weightlessness. That Scott Kelly, who spent a year in space,
yep.
I think his name was, he's the astronaut, spent a year in space, worked out 6 days a week, you know, to try to keep his heart functioning at a high level.
Up
yes.
There. Wow.
Yes. And his heart still shrank.
That's amazing. No, it's incredible. It really is. Look, we want to hear from you today at 215-592-9494. We're going to do a lot on the Phils, obviously, who get back at it today, and they could really use a win tonight for sure. But let's start birds. So, again, yeah, that open practice, if you were there, we want to hear from you. I mean, 50,000 is a big number. Like, that's a big number, okay?
Wow.
That's a big number. And Jalen,
you know, spectacular.
Elliott gave him an A+. And I'm curious from everyone at 215-592-9494, if you're starting to get more excited for the Eagles.
Are you, Joe?
Yeah, let me tell you what I mean when I say more excited. More excited than you expect it to be. So here's what I'm getting at. Obviously, when you make the turn July to August, every year we get more excited. Okay, it's common sense. You get closer to a season, you get more excited. Of course. What I'm saying is, are you more excited now, John?
Are you allowed to be more excited?
Than 3 months
DeCamera,
ago?
Are you allowed after trouncing our quarterback the last few months?
You know what? Like, they gave us a lot of reason to trounce.
Are you allowed to really be confident?
Because I'm an Eagles fan.
Okay. Well, I guess I shouldn't talk because I've been trouncing the coach.
That's the thing. Like, here's the thing, guys. When this season, all right, last season, December, last season, January, playoff game especially, about as down in the midst of a, quote, good season as we've ever felt. I mean, no 11-6 season ever felt worse, right, ever. I mean, first off, there's never been an 11-6 season. But you get my point, right? No playoff season had ever felt worse at the end. That was outrageous. All season, there were some exciting elements like Saquon. But the way it had ended lingered. Jalen stuff in the offseason lingered. So I'll say this. I am more excited today than I expected to be even a month ago.
Jalen's stuff in the offseason lingered for you.
It did, but it lingered for a lot, but not everybody. You're right. It lingered for me, and some did not linger for all. The Sirianni thing lingered for you, John, for a long time, and maybe still does.
I think that's appropriate. Yes, it absolutely still does. I struggle with this. I like Nick Sirianni a ton as a guy, as a person, but I don't know.
I mean, I don't know him as a person, I'm assuming. Well,
we know him a little bit. I mean, we interviewed him on the show.
Right. He seems like a great guy.
He does seem like a good
person. I want to love him. I don't love him because it doesn't feel like he brings enough to the table for me as a head coach. I want one of the 32 brightest minds, football minds, in the world to be our head coach, and I don't think we have that in Nick Sirianni. So, yes, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of doubting our head coach. But I think there's a structure here they've created. Kellen Moore brought a real offense to town. We have a real, I mean, like one of the best backs, one, two, three in Saquon in the NFL, which is such a world of difference to me in terms of how the offense runs effectively. This thing is going to be smooth because we got a stud we can just hand it off to, and Jalen can take a couple plays off here and there. Like, during the game, Jalen can actually take a little breather not have to worry about being the man who's carrying the load every single snap. Just turn your brain off. Know that you can hand it off to the back, and it's going to be a dominant offensive play. That's where it starts, and then they start pulling the defense for each other. We've seen how much faster Jalen looks now that he's healthy. He doesn't have to worry about the brace like he had last year. Seems like the brace is forgotten about. Everyone just thinks Jalen got slow. He didn't, and we see the proof every day when we watch practice during training camp. Just think how great this is going to look when you've got Saquon out there behind an offensive line. He's never seen anything like this. He's never seen a quarterback who can pull a defense like this. Yeah, he had Daniel Jones, but come on.
Wide receivers that can actually open up the middle of the field for him.
Think about that. Yeah, I mean, a passing attack that strikes fear into the hearts of defenses in addition to Saquon.
John, how about Dallas Goedert as a blocker compared to that? Who was that tight end they had that was a pretty good pass-catching tight end?
The guy who retired?
Yeah, what was that guy's name? Whatever that guy's name. Like, he was a pretty good pass-catching tight end, except he dropped that one pass against the Eagles, and that's why the Eagles won the game one year. But he couldn't block. So, yeah, Saquon's going to see a lot he never saw in a positive way.
Ingram?
Evan Ingram. Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly right. So, you know, the thing is as we get closer, I am getting more excited than I expected to be. And for me, it comes down to Jalen Hurts. Now, you guys know, and John, you will go, John, you're not allowed on. Yeah, well, the reason I was skeptical was because I was skeptical of Jalen. And to be clear, it's not like I'm out of the woods of that, because I don't think he's out of the woods. But it's like Dorothy and Toto and the Wizard of Oz. Like, you're working your way through the woods. And maybe at a faster clip than I expected, based on what everyone's saying. Like, I want to read everyone what Elliot wrote last night. Because I think it's pretty well understood. If Hurts is legit, healthy and legit, then this team is flat out a Super Bowl contender. Period. End of story. I mean, period. Like, if he's legit,
why is it? Why? Okay.
Because I doubted the legitimacy of him. That's why. I mean, if you were about to ask John why,
you told me he wouldn't be able to run this offense.
Well, we haven't seen it yet in a game. We haven't seen it yet where a sack actually is. We're not blowing the whistle. No, you actually get tackled to the ground.
That's very
true. We haven't seen him
yet. Jalen's better in that situation. You understand that. Jalen, when the real bullets are flying and you put him out there in a live situation and defenses have to tackle him, he's even more dangerous.
Well, but I need him to stay in the pocket when there is some threat of someone getting
there
to him.
There will be a pocket,
but not enough.
And he will stay in
well,
it.
You don't,
there wasn't
John, you
a
don't
pocket.
Know.
I do know
but
there
John,
wasn't
there
a pocket
were,
last
on,
year.
John, there
and
were,
I do know
John.
They didn't have the proper John. Protections
no, they,
in place
they didn't.
For him to thrive.
They didn't, but John, you know there
now
were,
he has
John,
them.
You know there were plays when there was plenty of plays. When there was a proper pocket and he escaped it unnecessarily.
Okay.
We can't rewrite history.
And you're right.
So I want to see.
You can't
we don't
rewire
know the
human
line
brain
is going to be
say,
awesome
on,
this
Jimmy.
Year.
You can't rewire the human brain and say, quarterback, you go drop back without a pocket and fend for yourself
job,
for
man.
Half the season.
That's the job.
See those ghosts, Joe DeCamera. Feel those ghosts coming from the backside when they're not there because you've had to deal with it yourself.
Well,
I understand how he might be a little bit off. He
I can understand that, too,
that
but that's the game. I mean, for 200.
I understand. This year, he will have faith in that protection.
Well, he probably.
Joe,
well,
I'm telling you,
how
every
do you know?
Every
what
week,
if Tyler
there's
Seen
no,
stinks?
No
what if Cam Jurgens isn't great at center? Like,
yeah,
that
the
is
guard
possible.
The guard situation is one.
Yeah, I said Steen could
we have
stink.
No idea.
He's hurt now.
Do you have faith in the other offensive linemen who are all brought in by the same staff?
I did last season,
but we did see in 2014 with Chip when he got rid of the guards. Like, if Mekhi Becton has to be the guard, that could be bad. It could be really bad. I mean, Jets fans weren't crying over getting rid of the guy. He might be the starting guard here.
Okay.
We'll see. Here's the deal.
You got plenty of options.
I'm having increased faith in the team and more excitement because the Hurts thing, if he's legit, they're legit. Here's what Elliot tweeted yesterday. So open practice last night, and again, if you attended it and watched with your own eyes, we want to hear from you. What stood out to you at 215-592-9494? Here's what Elliot wrote about Hurts last night. Jalen Hurts training camp stats day 6. If you were at the link tonight, you saw the best practice of camp from Jalen Hurts so far in 2024. Hurts had 2 highlight deep throws. One, on the first 11 versus 11 series, He hit A.J. Brown down the right sideline for about a 35-yard completion. Later in practice, he hit Gainwell down the right sideline for a long touchdown, perfectly hitting him in stride. Hurts also was excellent in the red zone, three times hitting Goddard for touchdowns that were perfectly timed throws. An outstanding night for Hurts, who now has 11 touchdowns and zero interceptions in the last two practices. If the Eagles get the Hurts they got tonight, it's going to be a special season. 19 of 24, 5 TDs, zero interceptions on 36 reps, a grade from Elliott Short Parks, A+. So, heck yeah, I am getting more excited for the Eagles, and not just the typical July to August turn, more excited than I expected to be. Now, again, I'm not like all the way there, because I do have to see it with Jalen when the thing gets really real and defenses are actually coming after him and all that, right? And we got to see the in-season dynamic of Kellen Moore and Nick Sirianni, and we do have to see if the pass rush is good enough, which it might not be. And we do, and I have to see the offensive line to like fully know. But I do think late July was a really good time for the Eagles. And I'm curious from your standpoint at 215-592-9494 if you're digging it now more than you expected. Because December was a disaster. January was a disaster on steroids. All right. We never seen a playoff game like that from a good Eagles team. I mean, that was a flat line. Okay, that was outrageous. So where do you stand now as here we are in early August? Season coming up, a game in a week, preseason variety. The actual game's coming up in a month, the real thing. Are you more excited than you thought you'd be?